How is everybody?
Well, it's a very popular topic.
I know. I'm so excited. All right. So, last opportunity. Not really the last. That's not how we roll. Who needs a book? Yes, Christy Wade needs a book. Anybody else? Next week. It's okay. Like, it is okay. You don't even have to confess. Like, I'm not thinking, oh, I know that you have a book. I know that I gave you a book. Anybody else need a book? You don't need it tonight. This isn't until next week. You're a whole week ahead, like you're so. But you do need to read chapter 2. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to do chapter 2 next week. Does everybody else think they have one of these somewhere at their house? If you aren't sure, it's okay. Like, I got 10 more of these. All right, I'm going to say that everybody's got it. So, like, in my dream, this board is really cute. Has anybody been to the Pinewood Social in Nashville? Or there's, like, someone similar? Yes. It's, like, my favorite place in the, well, not my favorite place in the universe, but I really, really love it. And when you walk in the door, do you notice they have this curated, they're like, your playlist has been curated for you today by, and I just think that's so cool. Like, they tell us who made a playlist for us. So my dream for this board, which requires talent that I don't have, that's why it's printed out, is on this board each week we have Dishin, we are going to have a curated list of something for you. So this week we have curated a list of our favorite podcasts. So Betsy George, was it Betsy? Wasn't it Betsy, y'all, that did this one? And who's already started listening to this one? Do you love it? Tell us something. Sort of love it or sort of listening? Sort of started listening to it. I don't know. So this podcast is called Raising Boys and Girls. Parent Q, of course, has a podcast, which I think has all kinds of amazing things I would love for y'all to be checking out every once in a while. If you have older kids, this podcast is called Your Teen. I started listening to it today. It's really good. The one I listened to today was like, how do you parent a freshman in college? And I was like, yes, like we still need it. We talk about 936 weeks, but like we all know that it doesn't stop at week 936. So we're still doing it. Just it looks really, really different. And this one, mostly, I just love the title of it. It's called Your Parenting Mojo. And so like I just think that one's fun, and I like to listen to that one every once in a while. Next week, I plan to do blogs. So all of you have a little piece of index card something. If there is a blog, parenting, or any other topic that you love, I want you to write it on the index card. I'm going to come around. You're going to put all of your options in here. And then along the theme of parent self-care, the winner, if coffee is your thing of love, if you would love to not cook dinner one night, or maybe shopping is your retail therapy, I have. You can pick which one of these three gift cards that you would like. So if you have a blog that you love that we can put up on the board next week to share with everybody, again, it can be about parenting or it can be about any topic really that you just enjoy. So a great blog that you want to share with everybody, Stephen Fox. Place it in here. It's going to be right over here at this table, or I'll come by later. Roxy, we are so excited. Will you put this on so we can, because we are recording this.
Oh, we are.
Okay. Is that okay?
Oh, of course, but I'm sure I won't need it.
What? Yes, but it'll pick up really well for the audio for later, if that's okay. Roxy, we've been counting down the days, I'm not kidding, until we knew you would come back. We've had a lot of guests, many guests, and you are by far our like number one favorite. And it's not because you bring treats for us every time. It's not just because of that. It's because you are brilliant and fun and all the things that we love. So thank you for coming back again.
Hello, everyone. And some of you knew me from last time that I was here, met me then. And if you weren't here last time, my name is Roxy, and I am a therapist out in the west side of Houston. I have a practice out there called Renewing Hope Counseling, and we are a big group. There's 28 of us out there, but a great group. And we see all ages. I'm just going to give you a quick background of me. All ages from, we always say 3 to 99. But there's some people that see some two-year-olds too. So we see every issue. We have registered play therapists, just a big group out there. So I started in education in the school system and then transferred to private practice and then also taught at the university level. And that's where I've known Dr. Spode for a long time in all of those areas. We've actually worked together. And now I've stolen him away and trying to have him come to Renewing Hope, just so you know. So today what we're going to talk about, a topic that I think is super important, and I'm not sure that that we do this enough. Actually, I know we don't. I may do this more than everyone else, self-care, okay? And it's super important for you, and you guys, you always hear, you know, get down, you know, put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help someone else. And what happens is you guys are just usually not taking care of yourselves, and then you're petering out, and it's hard to stay in the right positive mindset, the right emotional state to do the best job that you can as a parent, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to look at, and everything's on this this PowerPoint, this handout. We're going to look at some of your own personal stressors. I'm going to try to give you guys some awareness of how your life is affected by stressors, and you're going to tell me. By the way, this is going to be very interactive. I'm going to want you guys involved and saying things back to me. And then we're going to learn tips and tools to implement the self-care for you guys. Like, what is it that you need to do? We're actually, before we leave tonight, you're going to put a plan together for yourself when you figure out what's the area that I need to do this the most, okay? First thing we're going to do is I want you to go back to the back side of this packet, and I want you to see if you are stressed. There's a little checklist, okay? Some of you already know the answer, but let's see to what level. So if you go to the third to the last page, I think, stress symptom checklist, fill that out and check to see where your level of stress is right now. Okay, how'd we do? Yeah. Okay. So this is why this is needed. We need to talk about it. These slides just talk about what the Lord says about self-care. We did that. All right. So what I want you to do is now just talk to the people around you, to your table or whoever's near you, about some of the causes. What are some of the things that are causing the stress that you have? Discuss it for just a minute with each other. Go. Work. Don't say spouse if your spouse is sitting right next to you. Okay, so what are some of the things you guys that cause your stress? Just yell some of them out.
Kids.
Yes. We're going to talk specifically about that. What else? Not enough time. What else?
Being the only parent.
Yes. Single parenting.
I'm not a single parent.
You feel like a single parent.
Not because he's not. He's just not there alone.
Okay. Fair.
For work reasons.
Yes.
For work reasons, I am a single parent.
Okay. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
You're good. What else?
Work.
Definitely. Yeah. Sometimes family, other family members, extended family, et cetera, et cetera. If there's health concerns for certain. Did you have one? Oh yeah. Self-doubt and uncertainty. Financial, I'm sure, you know, that's a stressor, okay? So now we know these identifiers. I'm going to ask if you can now talk to each other about what is it how do you react to stress? What does it do to you? What do you notice that you do? How do you react? et cetera, et cetera. So how does it affect you? Talk to people around you. Go.
Allison, how does it affect you? Rob. Yeah. Yeah. Rob, what about you? Yeah, just how does it affect you? Yeah, that's a good one, right? The worst. Right? All right. It's awful.
You can go the next. Okay, so this little statement here sums up a few of them, but we're going to talk specifically about all the different areas. But according to the American Psychological Association Stress in America survey, a growing proportion of adults report that stress impacts their physical and mental health. 33% of adults report changes in sleeping. How many of you said sleeping? 32% report headaches. 27% report an inability to concentrate, and 47% of adults report losing patience with or yelling at their partner, and this also gets transferred to the children, right? Or the dog too. Yeah. No, that's real. Okay, so just so that you see this, I mean, we talk about stress and you hear you're like the doctors and say, you know, it's going to transfer to medical issues, but there's so much more. I mean, we talk about the physical stuff, but we have to look at the emotional symptoms, the behavioral symptoms, cognitive symptoms. You know, when you're confused and can't concentrate, can be stress, and then of course the relational issues. Okay. So, how does stress and not taking care of yourself affect your kids? When parents are under emotional, financial, or other forms of stress, it can alter your children's patterns of genetic activity, at least through adolescence and perhaps longer. And since some of the altered genes shape brain development, the effects of parental stress might permanently wire themselves into your children's brains. Now, that sounds a little scary, and this is over time. If you're continually stressed and you're modeling stress, then your children also, and it's something we see in our practice a lot, that it's the stress that's happening at home that the kids are bringing to school, but then they talk about. They're very aware, even if you think you're hiding certain things, emotional, things that are happening, financial, relational, they're aware. Parenting stress has been linked to less responsive, more authoritarian, and more neglectful parenting. Then kids talking about that they know the feelings of sadness, worry, frustration. They feel when they know their parents are stressed. And it's super important not only for ourselves to be at our best and our healthiest and not be stressed, to model this for our kiddos too, because this is how they learn. And we're going to talk about how you, when you're modeling it, they're going to pick up when they see when something breaks, spills, or you know you're in, have a time constraint. The kids are watching what you're doing, and I mean, how many of you are guilty? I know I am, of reacting the way I saw my parents react. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did that. Now I've been in therapy for a while, so I'm better. But the truth is that we do that, okay? You are going to be, you're conditioning your children. They're watching how you react to the stress. So let's take a look at what we can do. Let's first look at life balance. One more, okay? So down here, there's a wheel. This is called the life wheel. And I want you to just really quick take a look at it. And I want you to do... a percentage, if you will. Put a percentage in each one of these to equal 100% to kind of give yourself an idea where are you with life balance. How much energy and time are you spending with family? How much energy and time are you spending on recreation and fun? Okay? Fill that in. Let's look at it and talk about it.
What if we didn't? Just kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
What if we know it's going to be bad?
Can yeah.
we
just
stop?
Yeah. Family? No, because that'd be fun family time. No, sure. I don't know. And again, there's a lot of other categories. I know there's some other categories that are really not on here. And you can just figure it out. Because I know, like, spiritual... Mm-hmm. Is one that's just not on by itself on here, but that could be personal growth, or you can consider that health, whatever. Okay, so we're noticing that we have areas that are just either non-existent, or I heard that a lot of those up here. Like, what? That's a thing. Right?
Whole category.
So when we get to this end, we're going to go back to that, and you're going to remember that's an area that you've already stated. I know I'm not balanced here. I know this is something I need to do and change or add or take away. Okay, so looking at the big picture of life balance is important. But what do we actually do, or what do we need to do? And I'm going to teach you guys a technique that you've heard. You've probably read books about it. You've listened to podcasts about it. But how many of you have heard about mindfulness? It's like the buzzword, right? Especially in our world. But mindfulness is everything, and it's out there, okay? But it really is truly something that we need to pay attention to, okay? Because this is going to be a game changer for your self-care, your stress, your emotions, et cetera, et cetera. So let's look at all the definitions that are here, and there's a bunch of different definitions all across, and I put a few of them on here because every guru has their own definition of what mindfulness is, but I just put some on here that I thought were really good and important. It says, mindfulness means maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environment through a gentle, nurturing lens. The awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Mindfulness shows us what is happening in our bodies, our emotions, our minds, and in the world. Through mindfulness, we avoid harming ourselves and others. Mindful parenting involves keeping in mind what is truly important as we go about the activities of daily living with our children. In fact, mindful parenting means seeing if we can remember to bring this kind of attention and openness and wisdom to our moments with our children. Okay, so we're going to break this mindfulness thing down into two different areas. By the way, this is a really great book, Mindful Parenting. It's terrific. Okay. So there's really two different ways that I want you to think about mindfulness. This is how I'm going to describe it to you, okay? The first one, we're going to do an activity, and this is just to get you aware, okay? Because if you're not aware of what's happening and you're not using all your senses, then you can't even get to step two, step three, and what have you. So take a peppermint. Okay, does everybody have a peppermint? Okay, so I want you to, well, before we start, let me ask this question. How many of you have been to dinner before and can't remember where you went, what you ate, or what you talked about when you were at dinner? Without alcohol involved. Okay. What maybe just didn't remember what you talked about while you were there, or what you didn't eat. You didn't have to be all three, okay? So you guys are paying attention pretty well, but the problem is that majority of us don't do that, okay? We go and we do an activity, we have a meal, we do something with our children, and then we're not really in it, okay? And we're not really experiencing it. All right? So part of this mindfulness thing is just the awareness. And so I want you to put the peppermint in your mouth, please. Some of us are overachievers. It's awesome. Put the peppermint in your mouth, and I want you to just spend a minute, okay? And I want you to be tasting it. Think about what you're smelling. Think about what you're feeling while you're having it. I know when I ask you what you smell, you're going to say peppermint. So I'm not going to go with that one. What do you feel while you're having it? What do you feel while you're having it? What does it do anything to you? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing. I know it's the end of the night and we're tired, but it oh, chalky? Okay. The texture's chalky. Mm-hmm. Soft. Mm-hmm. Is there any bit of, with the coolness, that it maybe brings on some coolness or some even energizing a little bit? Again, I know it's late and we're tired, but okay. So that, how many times when you eat and you do something like that, do you actually do that? Do you really pay attention to what you're doing or what you're having? Okay? There's actually there's so many different series that have to do with this because it does all go back to the same type of thing. We call it mindfulness. We call it being intuitive. But even with all the stuff we do with eating and like eating disorders and things like that, it all goes back to this. Okay? It's paying attention to what you're actually doing, feeling, what's happening. Okay? So part of mindfulness is this. It's the, am I aware of what's happening? Okay? Using all your senses. Okay? Then the second part has to do with how we go through steps, the mindfulness steps, when we're in a situation or a scenario to actually do this. Okay? So we're going to look at... We're going to look at, because now we're moving into de-stressing, okay? We're going to look at, right here, there's a sheet that talks about a mindful way of dealing with negative thoughts or behaviors. It's on the back side of your stress checklist. Okay. So we can either do this all as a group or you guys can do it individually. What I want us to try to come up with a scenario of something with a child, okay, that would be disturbing, that might bring on some negative thoughts or behavior by you, the parent, okay?
I found the clean, folded clothes in the dirty laundry hamper.
Okay, there it is. That was easy. Okay. Finding the clean, folded clothes in the dirty hamper. Okay, that's a good one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's excellent. All right, so I'm going to use that one, and we'll use some others, and we're going to run through it, okay, so you guys can see what it looks like when we're being mindful, okay, of what's actually occurring. And again, it's a little tougher when it happens twice a week, but... I want you to look at these steps really quick with me. This is the mindfulness stuff. It says, first, we're going to become aware of the physical sensations, the disturbance, and the emotions that we're feeling, okay? So you have to first be aware of what is happening, what you're feeling. What are you feeling when that's happening?
Actually, I feel my jaw start to clench.
Uh-huh.
And I feel my, I don't know, like my temperature, my temperature, mm-hmm. like I literally feel it like a flush coming up over my face.
Yes, yes. So those are the...
I've already tried to do the laundry, but not again.
Mm-hmm. So physical sensations, you hear them, right? You're getting angry, you're getting flush, that happens. So all the emotions are going to cause these physical reactions to you, but you need to own that. That's the first part of it, is that you have to own what it is that you're feeling before you do anything with it, okay? What's the second one say? Breathe, so you won't stay purple. Breathe, okay? So breathing, okay? Keep breathing, because what happens is when we get in these negative emotional states and the negative emotions come up, we start breathing fast or we don't breathe at all, okay? And so neither one are good. The next one is notice your thoughts and your behaviors, okay? So this is the part where you have to say, what is happening, okay? Why am I reacting this way, okay? You're just questioning it, okay? And you said, it's because, answer that for me. What would you be thinking and what, without a cuss word.
I just get irritated because I already wash and fold the clothes. Mm-hmm.
She's really sweet. She prays for each child and she builds their
clothes. Yeah. It's awesome.
And then she finds it in the dirt.
Yeah, in the dirt clothes. Like under something nasty.
What else can you do while you're
sleeping? Yeah.
And so I'm just like, how hard is it to just put it, you just shove it in a drawer? Like, really? I don't have high standards. Things aren't super organized. They just need to get
in the drawer.
But somehow she thinks sticking it in the dirty clothes hamper is the right place for the clean clothes.
Okay. So in that moment, and we're going to keep going. Yeah, keep breathing. In that moment, in that moment, okay, is it okay for you to be upset about it? The answer is yes, okay? Because this is the part where we kind of get stumped sometimes when we get off, because we think that we're supposed to just stuff it all, or, you know, it's not okay for us to have a reaction, or, you know, an emotional reaction. And we're going to talk about the behavioral reaction here in a minute. Okay.
The five of us living in this house, she's the one that doesn't understand where clean clothes go.
Right.
How the laundry system works.
Yeah. Right, right.
But I'm like, oh, what am
so
I
now doing? You've transferred it back onto yourself, and that's going to be, you're going to start feeling some guilt or shame or all kinds of things that can come up from that, right? And that's not helpful. So what you're going to do then is normalize. The next step is normalize your feelings. So you say, well, of course I'm upset about this. Of course this doesn't make me happy. So you own those feelings, because what we do is we just try to stuff it and then move on, and then we're going to blow our top somewhere else, okay? So this is a part of mindfulness, is normalizing what you're feeling. Then, of course, we have to spend a second and we have to evaluate what the big picture is and what's really happening, okay? And this is where, when we go in to this mindfulness stuff, that we start asking ourselves things like, and I heard you saying some of these, have I failed as a parent? Is there something I have not done? What's the answer to that? Bodhi, what's the answer to that?
No.
Okay.
It really doesn't get it.
Yeah.
It could be genetic. I mean, it
could be... No. No. So, okay. So there it is, right there. Okay, so then you stop and you say, my child is ADHD. My child has a chemical imbalance that's not anything that I created, and so things are going to be more difficult, especially things like, say it again.
I'm going to say I created it.
Right, Spody did it. But the truth is, that is something that you have to speak to yourself when you're evaluating, okay? You have to speak the truth, is basically what you're doing in that moment. You have to, once you've gone through the steps and you're owning your emotions, then you have to get to this place where you're actually questioning the realness of what it is that you're thinking in the moment, okay? And then from there, once you answer some of those to find out whether it's a true statement or not, or if you have some evidence to prove that whatever it is not true, then you can then move to communicating and or acting in an appropriate way. But if you don't go through these steps, what happens or what can happen? Uh-oh, don't say.
I usually end up yelling in the laundry room, Phoebe, Jane, Spody.
Right? Right.
I didn't yell last night. It was like 11:30 at night, so I was like, whatever, I'm just rewatching these.
So, side note, though, since we're on it, I mean, the idea is that, and I can talk to her because this isn't my child, so you can't tell her this. So the truth is that you're still supposed to, you know, again, we want to keep you in check so that you can continue to model and continue to, and you know, teach the right way, just knowing that it's gonna be different and try different techniques all the time. There always has to be a consequence from it, and you just try different things until you hit something that's gonna work, you know. And a lot of times it's do your own laundry, but then there'll be no clean clothes, right?
I think Phoebe, actually, now that you're saying, I think she needs a little more scaffolding to, like, get the full task. Because if I just say, go put this big basket of laundry away, like, her little ADHD brain really can't see
that's
that
it.
Task from beginning to
that's
end.
That's totally it.
Set a timer or break it up somehow, like, give her a little smaller pieces, maybe that one.
Absolutely. That's such a good example. So sometimes when we go through this and we're being mindful of our situation and what's happening in our with our kiddos, then we can maybe come up with a better solution, right? And that's what we were just saying. This is something I realized that, yes, I do this with everyone else. I drop the basket and I say, do this, but that doesn't work with her. So, you know, you try something else. So with this mindfulness stuff, I gave you a scenario with a kiddo, but it's the same stuff. You do it, whether you're dealing with a spouse and something that was said that was hurtful or something that wasn't completed or taken care of, or just go into the grocery line. I mean, it's the same stuff. You run yourself through this, okay? And the idea would be, and the example I always use is you go up to the grocery line, you're in a really big hurry, you have two items, and the person in front of you has 26 items in the 15 item line, and you're late to the next thing you have to be. And so you have to go through this together. Let's run through it and let's see what it is that you would actually do. So, what's the first thing that you do? What's the first step?
Become aware.
Okay. Aware of what? What kind of sensation or what kind of emotion do you think you're going to be having? Anger, panic, anxiety. What else?
Frustration.
Okay. So you're going to be feeling all those things. Okay. So take some breaths. All right. And then you're noticing what's occurring. And then you say to yourself, is this frustrating? Yes, it is. Okay, normalize it. That it is frustrating. This person is, you know, they're not being respectful to the whole community process. What everybody, when they put it up, the system. This is the system, right? Our type A people. Okay, so you step back and you evaluate, okay? And this is where you have to think about your behavior and what you're going to do next. You've said, I'm frustrated, so what do you do? What do you evaluate? What are your choices here?
I'm off at 15 items.
Yep. Yes. So you step in front of them in the line, and you go, yeah, and you just say, you're out of here. No, don't do that. Yeah. What else? What are your choices here?
Make awkward eye contact with the other checkers to see if they'll open another lane.
Okay. So you could. No, honestly, right? I mean, you can look back and see if there's another lane that's shorter that you can go and get in. Right?
You could super passively, aggressively say, like, how many items are this again? Oh, yeah, it's only 15.
You can. You can.
Be like, this is a 15.
Yes.
It's okay this time.
Right.
This time.
It's okay this time. It's okay this time. I have to get to the hospital.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so seriously though, you step back and you'll start questioning. You really can. You can speak up assertively. That's something that you can do. We absolutely use our voice. And then yes. Absolutely. Spend that time. I like that one. Spend that time reading a magazine or checking an email, okay? And worst case scenario, put your two items down and leave. If it's going to get you that wrecked for two items, then go. Okay? Yes.
That's not an option.
Or pray, for sure.
I start praying for the person because I'm like, apparently this person needs a little bit extra something.
Right? True.
Or they can't count or something.
Right. Absolutely.
Stop me in my day so they can receive a prayer.
No doubt. No, it's true. And we're gonna, that's gonna be one of these other techniques we're gonna look at. But I'm telling you that running you through this just so that you can see that there really is a process to it. And you're not gonna get to the right answer. You're not gonna react the way you want to until you've gone through the others. One, recognizing your feelings, stopping, slowing down and breathing, and then really, really thinking about what it is and how you're going to react. And that's, again, we for certain need to be doing that with our kiddos. Okay, so let's look at how well you're taking care of yourself now. Go to the right here, the self-care assessment worksheet. Let's see, go ahead and check off some of these things to see how frequently you're doing taking care of yourself physically, psychologically, and it's going to give you some ideas here in a minute for things that you may want to add to your plan. Emotionally, spiritually. Okay, I know some of you aren't finished, but we're gonna move on because I want to get to this last part and not miss it. But let me just go over this, a few things that are here. Life balance, we talked about that, how important it is to be trying to add all those different areas into your world. Pray, meditate, mindfulness. Seek personal psychotherapy and other resources for health as needed. I'm very aware that some of you have kiddos that can be, what's a way to say it that's really nice? Challenging. Mm-hmm. Challenging. Okay, so and it's difficult to continue to stay in this mindful state. So just know though that sending your kiddos to work through some things or you working through some things is always good. If you can't bring yourself down out of an emotional state, then that means there's something else underneath, and you need to talk to somebody about it. Okay, nutrition, exercise, and sleep. Fun, social, entertainment, and hobbies, all important. Maintain professional and personal connections. Develop reasonable and realistic expectations about workload. How many of you are good at having boundaries? Setting boundaries with people? Okay, I'll see you all next week in my office. Okay? That is super important. It is. Because you won't have anything left to give in your life, in your circle, to anyone else, to your children, to whoever, if you can't say no or set appropriate boundaries.
Sometimes you have to put it in perspective for them. Like, one time they were pushing me to do this thing, and I really didn't feel like I should do it. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I say yes to you, I'm saying no to my family.
That's it. That's a great way to say it.
Okay, yeah. We're going to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we'd love for, and I love that example, because we'd love for you all to be able to just say, I value myself, and I don't have to give an explanation, and I just want to say it. But if you that is a great way to and it's honest, right? It's an honest statement, but it also lets them know. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example. Use your sources of support. Take regular vacations and mental health days. Y'all do that? No? You're only out when you're sick or your kid is sick, probably, right? It's not good. All right, you really need to be able to take a day and say, and call it whatever you want to call it, but I call mine mental health days. And that is me taking care of myself in that day, and I make a choice of what that's going to look like for me. And some days I may sit in my PJs all day and stay at the house, and some days I may, who knows what, go to Mexico. But it's important, okay? Create healthy social media policy. That's a biggie. That gets in the way of how we care for ourselves, okay? And I know that you guys have talked about all that and just even what that does as you're modeling for your kiddos too, right? Slow down and breathe. Okay, so the last thing we're going to do really quick is I want you guys to go to the last page and I want you to just kind of set up a plan here for yourself after you've looked at where you're stressed, what areas you're stressed, what you're doing, what you're not doing, and I want you to... In each area, I want you to see if there's something that you can add. In the physical area, the emotional, spiritual, professional, social, and psychological. Okay? The biggest part of this, though, okay, once you put it over here, one thing I know I need to work on and I'm going to add, and you'll write over there, I'm going to work on this, okay, is down at the bottom, the barriers. Okay, because if you're going to know right out of the gate, don't put it on your list if you already know there's going to be a barrier to it. Okay, or if you know there's a barrier but you know a solution to it, then write it down. Okay, because we can't say that we're going to accomplish all these other things to take care of ourselves and de-stress, and then know right out of the gate that, you know, there's going to be things that are going to come up against it, like date night. Okay. And then we're, you know, the first thing would be, well, we don't have anybody to watch the kids, okay? Well, then that needs to be addressed. That would be considered a barrier, okay? And you want to make sure that you find a way to address that. So take a minute and fill this out. Just pick a couple things that you know that you'd be willing, or after looking at this, that you feel like you really need to add to your world in these areas. And by the way, mindfulness, it doesn't always mean, or an activity or going somewhere doesn't always mean, I mean, I was kidding when I said I'll just go to Mexico. Maybe I will next December. But the truth is that if you're mindful of what's happening around you, you can actually, I mean, if you take a bath, you can make that an event, okay? And what I mean by that is you set it up, and then you have to talk to yourself and tell yourself, though, this is my time. This is for me to de-stress. This is me enjoying, you know, this glass of wine, these candles, this bubble bath. So I just explained my whole bath time to you. So that is seriously, I mean, it's all the psychological piece of it, right? But if you, every time you just get into the bathtub and you're like, hurry, 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 and you don't, then it doesn't count, okay? So it's what you're telling yourself psychologically, mentally, and that will create whether or not it's actually de-stressing you or not. So remember that too. So on here, it doesn't have to be that I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. It can be stuff that you do for yourself 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at home. Okay? Keep going. Please do your best to take care of yourselves. You'll be much better parent, spouse, coworker, friend, all of those things. It's super important. To do that. And I appreciate you guys having me get back again. If you have something that you want to ask me specifically about, I'll stand over here for a minute and we can talk about it. And or I'm going to leave some of my cards here if you have anything you want to ask me. My email's on there too. Okay? Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Roxy.